Only a few days ago, the Czech Republic's greatest ice hockey player, Jaromír Jágr, made history by becoming only the 16th player in the NHL to ever score 600 goals. Now he's made history again. On Tuesday night, when his New York Rangers beat Carolina, Jágr scored twice more, inching past Finnish legend Jari Kurri to become the greatest European-born scorer ever. Earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to Pavel Barta, a specialist in ice hockey and reporter for the Czech newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes.
Jaromír Jágr became a symbol of Czech hockey in the NHL. He has incredible talent, but also consistency, because he wasn't an overnight sensation. He played great year by year, and he could probably get this milestone a little bit earlier, but he missed 1 year due to lockout in the NHL. But anyway, it's a great thing.
He's described Jari Kurri as one of his heroes. Are there any similarities between the two players' styles?
I think both are great scorers, very unpredictable, and they also had great teammates in the team. Like Kurri had Gretzky in Edmonton in the 80s. Jágr had Ronnie Francis or Mario Lemieux, or now Mikael Nylander from Sweden or Martin Straka from Czech Republic in the New York Rangers.
Jágr is still fairly young. How much further do you think he can go in his career?
It also depends on his health, because he underwent surgery of his arm in the summer, and it limited him also a little bit this season, but now he feels great again. But it depends if he stays healthy or if he didn't get any more injuries, and how long he will have fun to play hockey. What I heard and what I saw was that Jágr is playing more for his team. He doesn't think that much about himself to score and get points, but he's taking care as a captain, and he feels more responsibility, I think, this year.
The New York Rangers are hoping that Jágr can lead the team in a strong bid for the Stanley Cup. Certainly the player has grown in stature over the years. He was the NHL's fifth overall pick in the 1990 draft that sent Jágr to the Pittsburgh Penguins. That was the powerhouse team led by Mario Lemieux that won back-to-back Stanley Cups in 91 and 92. Making his mark with the Penguins, Jágr soon got the moniker Mario Jr., a reference to his star teammate, Mario Lemieux, but also an anagram of Jágr's first name. At 19, Jágr also became the youngest player to ever score in a Stanley Cup final. Over the years, he was then a key player on a number of Czech national teams, including the one that famously swept aside the U.S., Canada, and Russia to win gold at the Olympic Games at Nagano in 1998. Regarding his NHL record, Jágr is now 15th on the list of the top 16 all-time scorers that only includes one other active player, teammate Brendan Shanahan, also in action Tuesday night. With continued good form, both he and Jágr will still shake up the numbers and have a chance at cracking the all-time top 10. There's still more than half a season left to play, and who knows how many more after that.